You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government will introduce legislation to ban the display and trade of the two most common Nazi symbols across the country next week. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus announced anyone convicted of publicly displaying or selling items with the Nazi Hakenkreuz, usually known as the Nazi swastika, and the Schutzstaffel, or SS Bolt symbol, could face 12 months in jail.
There is no place in Australia for symbols that glorify the horrors of the Holocaust. The Albanese government will introduce legislation next week to criminalise public displays of the Nazi Hakenkreuz and the Schutzstaffel, that's the SS hate symbol, and ban the trade in these items. We will no longer allow people to profit from the display and sale of items which celebrate the Nazis and their evil ideology. I find it almost unthinkable that this legislation is even necessary.
There will be exemptions to the ban, such as the public displays of the symbols for religious, academic, and educational purposes, such as being displayed in museums. The ban would solely apply to Nazi symbols and would not apply to the display and use of the swastika for religious reasons, as it is a symbol of purity in Hinduism, Buddhism, and Jainism. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says the government has consulted widely and religious symbols will not be impacted by the ban.
I want to thank the many, many community groups that we've consulted about this, Jewish groups and members of other religious communities, Buddhists, Jains, Hindus, and I want to assure them that they will not have their sacred symbols affected by this ban. This is a ban that is about those who promote hatred and seek to divide us.
Chair of civil rights organisation, the Anti-Defamation Commission, Devere Abramovich, says it is a historic day and a win for those who have been long campaigning for the change.
I think that today the bells of respect, of equality and freedom are ringing loud throughout this nation. This is a statement by the federal government to say this is a battle between good and evil, and we are determined to win this. It sends an unmistakable message to a resurgent white supremacist movement. You will never win, and you will never have a foothold in our country.
But Executive Director of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, Peter Wertheim, says the proposed law does not go far enough to ban all Nazi symbols.
The legislation is a step in the right direction. It does have some limitations. One of those limitations is that it only applies to two Nazi symbols, which is the hooked cross or the Hakenkreuz and the SS lightning bolts. There are many other well-known Nazi symbols, such as the death's head and the Sonnenrad at the sun wheel, among others, which are not covered by this legislation. And there's an obvious concern that neo-Nazi groups will circumvent the legislation by simply resorting to those other symbols and avoiding the ones that are prohibited.
The legislation will be introduced to Parliament next week and will then be reviewed by the Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security, with the aim of Parliament being able to debate the bill in spring. The measures come just months after far-right group the National Socialist Network performed the Nazi salute on the steps of the Victorian Parliament. The Victorian government banned Nazi symbols in the wake of the rally and have proposed additional laws to also ban the Nazi salute. Victorian Jewish Labour MP Josh Burns has told SBS News the actions of the far-right group has galvanised the government to stop the displays of anti-Semitism.
In Melbourne we saw on a couple of occasions some really brazen marches in the city, including one on the steps of the Victorian Parliament where, yeah, as someone whose grandmother fled Germany in 1938, it was one of the most confronting and awful things I've seen in Melbourne, and one that really, I think, sparked government into action. And what's resulted since then is that governments, both state and now the federal government, have worked together to tighten the laws and to try and ensure that that sort of brazen and really public display and glorification of neo-Nazism is outlawed in Australia.
Human rights law expert at the Australian Catholic University, Dr. Bill Swansea, argues the ban may have reversed effects.
I think it's a response which is likely to backfire, and it's likely to actually provide a platform for Nazis to promote their hateful ideology. And it would do that because prosecutions would actually be publicised, and they would enable people who are being prosecuted to actually use the platform to promote their views. The more effective response would be if government would improve existing anti-vilification laws, and particularly to promote the knowledge about those laws to relevant communities, because those laws exist and they provide remedies to targets of vilification, but those laws are not well known at the moment.
The government's bill also does not ban the Nazi salute, which Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says is the responsibility of the states and territories, as they control law enforcement. The coalition previously introduced a bill to ban Nazi insignia and salutes in March, but the government rejected the push and put the idea to a parliamentary inquiry to ensure unforeseen impacts were avoided. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says the Liberal Party will introduce an amendment to also ban the performing of the Nazi salute.
Our bill did, and if the government doesn't, again, I don't understand what it's about. I mean, what's the purpose of their bill otherwise? And I think they're just playing games, and I think they're trying to tick boxes, and they're trying to tell the Jewish community that they have a solution here when actually they don't. So if it's not a meaningful bill, we will be moving amendments to the bill.
Ideologically motivated extremism, almost entirely made up of neo-Nazis and racists, currently makes up 30% of the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation's counter-terrorism workload. MP Josh Burns says while the bill may not stop people being drawn to the neo-Nazi movement, it will prevent people from profiteering off of it and displaying hateful ideology publicly.
Obviously, people are going to be drawn to this dark ideology no matter what government does. And that's a reality that has been the case, and it's been a sort of underbelly of not only Australian society, but, you know, in Europe. That's a reality. And no law, I think, will be able to get rid of that altogether. But what this does do is it clearly provides a legislative framework for authorities to be able to implement that will mean you can't profit off it. It's really important that our streets are not allowed to be infested with the sort of really brazen displays of neo-Nazism like what we saw in Melbourne.
Sophia Tarek, SBS News.